Well, it's been a unique experience since they've started these. Outdoors, doing something that's a little challenging from a theater standpoint, but a neat setting to do it at Heritage Park is Branch County Community Theater has tackled Shakespeare in the Park and doing it again this weekend with Much Ado About Nothing. Joining us in the studio from the cast, Mike Sutton, and also Mark Heidloff, who's the producer, and also you get to play the Friar.
Absolutely, Ken.
To do a show outdoors like this was obviously a leap of faith for community theater, but also to tackle something like Shakespeare, but has been a wonderful reception last year with the show, and you guys decided to tackle it again this year. So for people unfamiliar with Shakespeare, just the 30-second version of Much Ado About Nothing.
I can give you that. It is one of Shakespeare's well-known comedies, and it's well-suited for outdoor performing. I'd say it was first performed around 1600, and it's a charming comedy about courtship and marriage, featuring two couples. One couple undergoes a quick courtship that almost comes to disaster. The other couple, a slow, reluctant one that is a complete success. It also shows a nice contrast of social positions. The highborn characters, such as the one I play, with their overblown sense of honor and their willingness to believe whatever they're told, make mistake after mistake. It takes the efforts of the honest neighbors of the neighborhood watch to reveal the truth and bring the comedy to its happy ending. It's a great abridgment by Cass Foster. It keeps Shakespeare's poetry pretty much intact. I'd say it runs about 75 minutes.
It's kind of interesting as you describe that, Mike, though, that it's like when Shakespeare wrote that, that could be set in today as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And part of what makes it appealing for an outdoor show is, one, it is a abridged, shorter version, but it also it takes the natural setting. It's got a minimal backdrop and setting, and we just focus on the characters and the natural poetry that Shakespeare wrote and have a very nice outdoor time with it.
Yeah, so, Mike, you said you've always wanted to do Shakespeare or want to do some more Shakespeare. Now, this is a challenge, though, to do it in an outdoor setting, though, isn't it?
That's right. And it should be just like Shakespeare's setting, being outdoors. It looks like pretty decent weather, I hope, good weather. A nice sloped bank in the park for the audience to sit on, so bring a lawn chair or a blanket and a picnic if you wish. That's the way they did it in 1600. There are several good-sized trees on stage, which really add to the play because they provide hiding places for the varlets and places where the lovers can hide to overhear conversations, and it's free.
There you go. And it makes it cheaper with your set crew then, Mark.
Absolutely. And I heard the weather forecast earlier with some warm temperatures this week. Don't worry. The nice, large trees that Mike mentioned provide great shade for the audience.
All right. How big a cast for this, about?
We've got about 18 of us.
Okay. All right. And with Shakespeare, what do you like about doing a Shakespeare show?
Well, I think with Shakespeare, you have a classic, well-known story and piece of work, but it's new every time you do it, and especially putting in the outdoor setting makes it just a little bit more unique, but you've got the timeless appeal of it as well.
Yeah. How about you, Mike? What do you like to do about Shakespeare?
I like the poetry. You don't get many plays in verse these days, and Shakespeare's poetry is about as good as it gets.
All right. So it is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at 8 o'clock every night?
That's right.
Okay. And as Mike said, you bring a picnic basket, bring a blanket, bring some lawn chairs, and enjoy the setting out there.
So. And don't worry. I know there's some thought about the construction at Heritage Park. It is north of the soccer fields. You can get there using that drive between where the old Federal Mogul property was, north of the dog park, north of the soccer fields. Easy to get to, plenty of parking. It's free. Bring your family. It's nice to be outside and expose younger theater goers as well as those who've been seasoned in the theater as well. It's perfect for all ages.
Don't be intimidated by Shakespeare.
Absolutely right. Not. If I can do it, anybody can enjoy it.
It's just like the Globe Theater, you know. You're outdoors, just the way they did it in 1600.
All right. So it should be a lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Break a leg.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Mike Sutton and Mark Heidloff from the cast of Much Ado About Nothing, Branch County Community Theater, and the sponsors for the Century Bank and Trust, Tungsten CrossFit, Foot and Ankle Clinics, Dr. Matthew Krister, DDS, Greater Michigan Movers, and Bronson Strike Zone.